It is exactly 23 minutes exactly after 7. This is Rise FM in 60 minutes. I'm Alphas Musa Skosana. Now, housing is an issue that many residents faces. Tonight, we are joined by the Department of Human Settlement to talk to us about the illegal occupation of the subsidized houses here in the province of Mpumalanga. Now, this evening, we have the pleasures of welcoming the advocate, that is Advocate Mabaso, to talk to us from the Department of Human Settlement about the illegal occupation of some of the subsidized houses here in the province. Advocate, a very warm good evening, and thank you so much for availing yourself to have a conversation on Rise FM in 60 minutes.
No, thank you very much for having me tonight.
Now, Advocate, maybe let's start at the beginning, right? And the beginning being that, does the department consider that some of the illegal occupation challenges that were brought forward are as a result of some of the delays and administration issues in some municipalities here in the province?
Look, the department takes that into consideration, that there could be some delays in the completion of these RDP houses. But in any event, the delays, whether they are reasonable or unreasonable, does not justify that people should illegally occupy these houses.
Mm.
So, which means that people will still need to comply with the provisions of the law and respect the rights of the rightful beneficiaries to occupy their houses without any disturbance from anybody whatsoever.
Mm. Maybe having that in mind, therefore, Advocate, what sort of plans or initiatives are in the process to ensure that the municipalities and as well as the department ensure that the people who are rightful beneficiaries of some of these houses are the ones who are getting their houses? I mean, putting in mind the fact that these houses are built for the elderly and as well as the child-headed households in mind, are there any plans to ensure that municipalities and as well as the department ensures that people get the houses, the rightful people, that is?
Of course, there are always plans, because what we need to understand as a province and as a country is that the Department of Human Settlement has always been vocal and consistent in its approach that the RDP houses, which we ordinarily refer to as the low-cost houses, are built for beneficiaries that qualify for them in terms of the national qualifying criteria.
Mm.
Now, these houses are built for those specific persons that, under the normal course of events, will not be in a good position to provide decent shelters for themselves as well as for their families. Now, the department, together with the municipality, they will ordinarily inform the beneficiaries once their applications have been approved. Now, the beneficiaries will therefore have a positive duty to act in terms of having an obligation to keep in contact with the municipality in terms of checking the progress or the milestones on their houses.
Mm-hmm.
In the event they decide to change their place of residence and relocate to another place, or they want to change their contact numbers, they also have that obligation to inform the municipality, so that the municipality should not classify them as untraceable persons. And that is a simple procedure. And these are the plans that the department, together with in collaboration with the municipalities, enforce from time to time, just to make sure that the rightful beneficiaries are informed and the rightful beneficiaries keep track of their own houses from the foundation until the completion. They can also be at liberty to can go to their own houses and start planting flowers, making some gardens, tilling the land, doing some landscaping, whatever that they want to do, as long as it does not disturb the whole process of construction.
Mm. Now, Bumalang, if you just joined us, you're hearing the voice of the Director for the Legal Service Section in the Department of Human Settlement, Advocate Mabaso. He's my guest this evening, talking about the illegal occupation of some of the subsidized houses by the department. Now, Advocate, a lot of people would say, I've been applying for some of these houses, or I've been, you know, doing what is required of me. But then who is currently maybe prioritized in the National Housing Need Register currently?
Look, at the moment, the people who are prioritized will be the elderly, as well as people who live with disabilities. And children who are orphans, who are heading some household, they will be given priority, so that they should be in a good position to come first and above everybody. They need to be prioritized as long as they have applied and they meet the necessary requirements. Because you will understand that for one to qualify, among other requirements, is that these people must be South African citizens and they must be over the age of 21. Although the age of majority in South Africa has changed from 21 to 18, and they must be mentally competent to can conclude or sign a contract. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, they should be earning less than 3,500 per month. If it's a joint household income, it must not exceed that 3,500 per month. And there must be first-time applicants for this government subsidy, or they should be first-time homeowners. Mm-hmm. But this category of the three, the elderly, the people living with disabilities, as well as children who are often are the ones who should be prioritized under all the normal circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Maybe now, Advocate, talk to us about, you know, when the handing over is done, are the title deeds immediately handed out together with the houses?
It all depends, because the process of handing over title deeds is one process that will have to be separated from the handing over of the house itself. The process of title deeds will require the conveyancers to fast track the whole process and to work at a very lightning speed to make sure that they obtain this title deed. It would be imperative under the normal circumstances that when a house is handed over, it must be having a title deed so that the person can have that feeling and a sense of ownership. Mm. That's what the department wishes to achieve. Under certain circumstances, the department does manage to achieve that. But under certain, under different conditions, due to town planning proclamations, you may find that there will be some delays in obtaining the title deed. But eventually, the title deed will be obtained and they will be handed over to the rightful beneficiaries. And those beneficiaries will therefore have a duty to for safekeeping of these title deeds, just to make sure that they don't lose them under all the normal circumstances. Mm.
You are on Mpumalanga's hottest station, that is Rise FM. Now, the burning conversation here on Rise FM in 60 minutes is the one I'm having with the advocate, that is Advocate Mabaso from the Department of Human Settlement, talking to us about the illegal occupation of RDP houses that have been built by the department, that is the Department of Human Settlement. Now, Advocate, does the department, maybe let me ask it like this. In a case, Advocate, where a beneficiary dies, of this RDP house and the listed inheritor or on the will has already benefited his or her RDP, what then becomes the process?
Look, in the event the person who qualified for the RDP house dies, because eventually all of us will die someday since we are not immortal, and the person has left behind a will, that simply implies that the law of succession will take its course, irrespective of whether the heir or the inheritor may have an RDP house. Now, in the event this person has died interstate succession without leaving a valid will behind, now the beneficiary, the department in the database, they will be having information as to who is likely to be the beneficiary in terms of the name that will have been provided by the successful applicant while the successful applicant was still alive. To say, in the event I die, these are the people that I would love them to take over these RDP houses. And they will be allowed to live in that particular house until they themselves are self-sufficient, having some financial muscle to start looking for themselves and better their standard of living.
Maybe, Advocate, I should ask, because, I mean, seemingly we have seen this as a precarious effort for, you know, from various people in our society. Are the low-cost houses, that is the RDPs, are they really saleable?
Well, the RDP houses, in essence, they are not supposed to be sold. But in the event somebody needs to get rid of it, the person must have stayed in that particular RDP house for a period not less than 8 years.
Mm.
That will be in terms of the Housing Amendment Act, which makes that a provision. However, the beneficiary who intends doing so must make sure that the 8 year period has lapsed and that the house needs to be offered back to the department so that the department can be able to buy it back from that particular person and therefore allocate it to the next person in line.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the people must first obtain a permission from the department. They'll have to go to the lawyers, and the lawyers will write to the department, and our legal section will facilitate that whole process, verifying whether the 8 year period has lapsed or not. If it has, now the department can consent to such a transaction. But if it hasn't, the department will withhold the consent, and that will be justifiable, because if the department does consent where the 8 year period has not yet lapsed, it therefore means that the department will be violating what the regulations and the law are providing under the circumstances.
Maybe still on that, Advocate, I'd like maybe to know, are there rules and regulations around maybe extensions of those houses or even maybe refurbishing them? Are there rules around that?
Look, many people, when their standard of living improves, and there are those who may feel that strongly that they will not be in a good position to build new houses from the scratch, and somehow they will be having money, but the money will not be sufficient for them to afford the kind of life that they want. What they will ordinarily do will be for them to revamp and renovate these houses in order to meet their needs. As long as they don't totally destroy these houses. Remember, if the 8 year period is lapsed and they want to get rid of it, whatever that they want to do, now, as long as they've been granted consent by the department, they can be in a good position to make some improvements in these houses so that it can cater for their daily needs.
Well, maybe before I let you go, Advocate, I'd like you, maybe as your parting shot, to address this one. What then becomes or what becomes of those who are illegally occupying some of these houses, and they themselves know ukuthi abasibona abaphathi balezindlu ngokufanele, mhlambe abomasipala kanye ne department iziphi inyathelo ebazoyithatha kobantu abenza njalo?
Thank you very much. Now, when somebody has occupied the house illegally and it becomes known to the department as well as the department, the matter will first have to be reported to the South African Police Services or the law enforcement agencies within the province so that they can conduct an appropriate investigation and also to make sure that an appropriate action is taken. However, further and above that, the department will also, and the municipality jointly and severally, will have to negotiate with these illegal occupants to vacate this house. If they willingly vacate the houses, that becomes the end of the story. In the event they refuse to vacate the houses, now the department and the municipality will have to make an application to court so that these particular people must be evicted from these houses. And it will be easy for the court to grant such orders that people must be evicted. Moreover, because they will have occupied these houses illegally, and by so doing, they would have deprived the rightful beneficiaries of the luxury to stay in these different shelters or houses. Thank you.
Advocate, really appreciate your time this evening.
Thank you very much. Same to you. The pleasure is all mine.
That is the Director for the Legal Service Section in the Department of Human Settlement, Advocate Mabaso, talking to us here on Rise FM in 60 Minutes about the illegal occupation of the RDP houses that the department has built in various parts of the province.